Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, it is the weekend, and it is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. If you're a first-time listener, buckle up. Here we go. You're going to learn a little bit about a lot of things today. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. Welcome back, buddy. You were on vacation last week. We recorded a couple shows. We're back here in the studio getting her done today. So good to see you.
It's good to be back, and thanks. It was a superior vacation. It was our 35th anniversary, and we toured the North Shore of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and just had a great time. Got to see old friends and made new friends. No bugs whatsoever.
That's the part. That was the first thing I asked you. It's like, because I know you did some hiking and you actually did some camping.
Oh, yeah.
While you were there. And I'm like, well, you know, you always hear about the black flies of the UP.
Yeah, and that's June, but, May and June.
Yeah, right. But right now it was smooth sailing, no bugs. Huh?
Yeah, May and June, I'd say just don't go up there.
Yeah.
No, if you're going to go up and go fishing, bring your nets, you know, bring your head nets and the rubber bands for your sleeves and gloves and you'll be all right. But they are a nuisance, and there's plenty of screened-in porches to go to.
Right.
But how'd your week go, buddy?
You know what? It was good. It was really good. And I was thinking about it, that when you're coming back, that what are we going to talk about? And we're calling this show Superior Summers. And one of the things that I truly enjoy about the UP is the fish. I have fond memories of when I was a young man, high school and right into college a little bit, we'd go up to Drummond Island, which is the east end of the UP.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was before the zebra mussels hit. And we used to just fill a boat with perch in the spring, right? And then, boy, those are like, you know, you flay those up.
Are they not there now?
Well, they're not as much as they were. The zebra mussels came in and cleaned the bottom of the lake, and they lost their forage as well as some of their breeding areas.
Bummer.
So they're still in the lake. They're just not in that Drummond Island area like they used to be. And again, this is 30 years ago, Bob, so this is a long time ago. But as I keep tabs on it, and they're there, but not in the numbers that
every
they used
other
to be.
Year they get the pink salmon in there.
Really?
Yeah, we went up there for a fishing expedition 20 years ago probably and fished for king and pinks and caught probably both. The pinks are little, but they're really tasty.
Yeah.
Beautiful little fish.
Right. Yep.
And I won the tournament actually with a 36-inch king. That's the biggest one we had.
Yeah.
And it had a big, the lamprey was almost as big as the
right.
Yeah.
It was stuck to it.
It was so gross.
Yeah. But no, so when I get up there, another thing that is very traditional for the northern Michigan waters is the whitefish. And it's a very delicate fish. It's a light tasting fish. It's not terribly oily, not terribly
wonderful
fishy.
To grill.
It's wonderful to grill. And we're going to cover that in the last segment. But I wanted to start off with something that I make every year. I buy whitefish fillets. I've not been able to get up there and do that. But I make a smoked whitefish dip so stinking simple that but it's just wonderful. And it'll keep for a couple weeks in the fridge. So I make a big batch of it, right?
Speaking of something simple, I brought you an Escanaba black beer from Upper Hand in Escanaba, of course.
There we are.
So there's something simple for you.
Yeah, it is good. But anyway, smoked whitefish dip. Take a nice fillet, 3/4 of a pound, a pound. Put it on the smoker. I'm going to run it over some alder wood or something light, not real heavy.
Okay, time out.
Yep.
Are you going to brine it?
What? No, not for the dip.
You don't have to.
Right.
Whitefish is the cleanest. It's like halibut.
Right. Very, very delicate, very light flavor, and it's
gorgeous.
Wonderful. Smoke it up, you know, hour and a half. You'll know when it flakes away, right? Smoker at 250, run a wisp of smoke over the top of it. I don't like it too strong, but just cream cheese, little lemon juice, pepper, you know, maybe put some sweet onion in there, some Vidalia, chop that up nice, and then a little tablespoon of horseradish, and then about 4 tablespoons of sour cream and some mayonnaise. Just to loosen it up, right?
Nice.
And then when I get ready to mix that all up and refrigerate it, simple, no cooking involved other than the smoked whitefish. And then when I serve it, I'll put it on in a little bowl or in a dish, and I'll dribble some capers over the top of it.
Yeah, that's a great call.
Because that little tanginess of the capers goes really well with the dip, man.
Absolutely. Did you say you put Parmesan in that?
No, I don't have Parmesan in it. No cheese.
Because some of these restaurants in Michigan, at least, used to serve a very famous whitefish dip that they all bought from the same people. And it was Scott from Superior Seafoods made it.
I see.
He sold it to like all the restaurants. So the whitefish dip around Michigan isn't like it used to be because he doesn't make it anymore. But his had a little Parmesan on top, and they would heat it up.
Oh, yeah.
And then you dip your baguette or your bread strips or whatever in it, and oh, my gosh,
I'll take it to
good.
The next level on that, because I have actually made this as an appetizer for my guests, is I take that same whitefish dip, and you get a focaccia bread, a round one, not a thick one, but almost like a pizza.
Sure, they are.
Pizza dough, all cooked, ready to go. Spread that whitefish on there, and then the shaved Parmesan. Not the powdered stuff, but the shaved.
So you cut the focaccia into half right down the middle and fold it open like garlic bread.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And then just spread that whitefish on there, put the shaved Parmesan on there, and then throw it under the broiler for like a minute and a half just to get that bubbly a little bit. Oh, man. You know, just cut off a little wedge of that. My mouth's watering just talking about it.
Mine's so watering,
wonderful.
Too.
But you can find whitefish dips all over. But when I heard we were talking a little bit about the UP and the Uper stuff, I'm like, I got to go to whitefish, man. That's one of my favorite things from up there.
And you know how many people love whitefish?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Right.
In different parts of the country, different fish are whitefish.
Yeah.
But the real whitefish is here
in
Michigan. So when I get home, I'm hooking up my trailer. I stopped over yesterday to Perforated Tube in Ada and picked up our last load for Operation GI Barbecue. I'm hauling that to Selfridge Air Force Base today.
Right.
And going to fire it up. The Enlisted Heritage House has agreed to take custody of this and maintain it and serve as the owners and proprietors or the custodians of it. And the Enlisted Heritage House is the old general's house of the base when it was an active duty Air Force base. And there's one room for all five branches of the military. And they better get a sixth room because the Space Force is going to need one.
Yeah.
So I'm arriving there at 5 o'clock today at Selfridge, and there's going to be a bunch of people there to meet me and so that I can train. And apparently my son's over there right now on his 2-week annual, and he's got a crew of guys that is coming in from the other side of the base where all the Chinook are. He's a Chinook mechanic. And apparently there's a whole bunch of them that are dying to see this thing and learn how to smoke. So
sure, good.
We're going to have some fun tonight, and I'm sure I'm going to have a really long night.
Yeah. Well, this is, for those of you that have been listeners for a while, you know we have a charity called Operation GI Barbecue, and we've run into our fair share of obstacles trying to get these grills onto military bases. And at the end of the day, it's next to impossible if you're not going through government procurement procedures to get anything on a military base. And you know, I get it now after we've gone through it, but this is the best thing that we could do with those. And many of you donated.
Actually, it's better because now it's like a casual operation instead of the government owning it. You know, it's one of their associations owning it.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be, you know, some bureaucrat dictating terms.
Right. But what I want to do is just thank everybody that's listening that made a donation to Operation GI Barbecue. We hit that really hard for a couple years to get this money raised. And just know that every penny that was donated is going right back to the military. We took absolutely no money on this thing, ran it through a 501c3. And I'm just proud that it was Bob's idea. And I'm just proud of what we've done because we've taken a little taste of home and brought it to a couple military bases that are now going to be able to just enjoy a barbecue. And thanks to all of you that helped us and our many sponsors. So anyway, coming up next, we're going to go to the UP where Bob was, a little Lake Superior Brewing Company. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Baby, I got it. Hey, this little tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passed this week. And so sad to see that American legend move on. But, boy, she graced us with a tremendous amount of wonderful music.
Another Michigan treasure.
Right, exactly. But speaking of Michigan treasures, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob was on vacation last week and spent some time in the UP. We got somebody on the grilling line right now you met, right, Bob?
That's right. On my Superior summer tour, I ended up in Grand Marais, and the first thing I noticed when I rolled into town was a beautiful sign that said Lake Superior Brewing Company, and I hit my wife in the arm and I said, let's get some lunch.
Right.
So on the live line right now is the manager and one of the former brewers, David Beckwith. How you doing, David?
Good, good, Bob. How you doing? Hey, Jop, how you doing?
Hey, I'm well. Thanks for making time for us. I know this is a busy time of year up there. People like to drink beer when they're in your town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We like to drink beer and we live in this town.
Yeah. There you go.
It's addicting.
Right.
So what I did was we went in and we got a table and we sat down and you had a bunch of taps. So I ordered two flights and it was an absolute delight. I just want to know if you'd tell everybody about what those beers were that were on those flights.
Well, those beers are six basic beers. I think we do. I think you had the wheat, the blueberry wheat.
Wonderful.
A pale ale, Sandstone Pale Ale, which is our kind of our flagship beer. We also do an IPA and a session IPA. Now, I'm not sure what was on tap that day.
Yep, all those, and I believe there was a stout. And
there is a stout, and we may have even had a beer from another brewery.
KBC, you did. You had Keweenaw Brewing Company. You had their amber in.
Right, yeah. Sometimes we just, you know, you can't keep up. Beer goes out the door as fast as we can brew it.
Well, that's the way it should work, right? That's a sign of a great brewer and a good brewery because you know what you're doing and you get a chance to support your that, you know, that's the coolest thing about Michigan breweries is they support each other. They're competitors, but you support each other. Like you said, hey, we're running a little low on this. I'll grab one of my competitors' beers and put it on my tap, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We do, you know, we all pretty much know each other also, you know, and, you know, it's a great relationship we have with all the brewers here, you know, in Michigan.
So tell me a little bit about the history of the brewery because you guys been around a while.
Been around since 94. Actually, probably started brewing in 95, but Back in the day, it was tough to find used equipment, you know. Now you can find it anywhere. But back in 1994, there wasn't much around. And the funny story is a guy come in on his motorcycle, and he said, "Hey, I was just in Slidell, Louisiana, and I talked to some guys that have some used equipment." And we give the guy actually had their phone number. We called him up. We ended up going to Slidell and picking up some used equipment.
Wow. That's a fun road trip.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. So the you were microbrew before microbrew was cool. 1995, getting a start, man. You're bumping up against 25 years here pretty soon. That's great.
Yep, 24 now. I've been here 24 years. I started, you know, as the first brewer, and I brewed 14 years. And then I don't know if I could say I got a raise or a promotion, because I sure did love being in my brewery. But I ended up as general manager, and pretty tough to do it all, you know. So
well,
I hired it out, and we have an amazing brewer right now in Sean DeWitt, young kid he's not really that young, but to me he is, because I'm an old man. But he's got such a heart and passion for it that he's brought everything back that I started back in, you know, the 90s, and we're just flying with it.
So, David, when somebody wheels into town there, they want a little bun in their belly in addition to the beer. I hear you got some pretty good food. Tell me a little bit about the restaurant.
Well, we do have a full restaurant, full menu. I've got right now, summertime, Whitefish is the killer right now. That's where we go. That's our go-to. I'm doing darn near 100 pounds a day of Whitefish going out the door.
Wow. So how are you preparing that?
Mostly it's a breaded. We skin it. We skin all our whitefish. We get it in as fillets. We skin all the fillets except for what we broil, which is minimal, really, because everybody wants that that whitefish basket or the whitefish tacos. That's our big thing.
Wow.
Whitefish tacos, everybody says it's the best they've ever had. And I kind of agree with them.
I was sorry. I couldn't decide whether whitefish tacos, and I should have done both. But I got to tell you, I told you this when I talked to you on the phone earlier this week, that piece of whitefish I had there at Superior Brewing Company. Now, if you just tuned in to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, we're talking with David Beckwith, the general manager of Lake Superior Brewing Company,
I'd like to feature that it's also Lake Superior Brewing Company featuring the Dune Saloon.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. There's another Lake Superior Brewing Company in Duluth, and Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't want people to get mixed up.
Right. Well, this is in Grand Marais. This is honestly, if you ever believe anything I tell you, believe this one thing. This is one of the prettiest towns you'll ever roll into on a road trip. You come down this big hill, you see, it's like driving into Gunsmoke. I mean, you see these old storefronts, and there's this big saloon there, and it says Lake Superior Brewing Company. And that piece of whitefish is the very best whitefish I have ever had in my life. And I'm curious what the seasoning profile was.
Oh, I'd have to kill you if I told you that.
Oh, come on. We're a long ways away.
There's nobody listening.
Right.
It is it's a wet batter, I can tell you that.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Is it a wet batter or dry batter? Just
it's
go there.
A wet beer batter.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
It was fantastic job.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was so good. And we were so full, we were just trying to make sure we ate everything. Yep. And forget the fries.
So David, Grand Marais is not that big of a town, but if somebody is headed up there, what's your address?
actually, we...
you don't need it.
We don't have a street address.
It'll
Love
be it. Obvious,
we don't
job.
Have a street address.
It'll be obvious.
I have so much problems trying to order something.
So you can snowmobile up there as well. If you've never been to Grand Marais, Michigan, we have so much more we could talk to you about. But we got to let you get back and serve some beer and cook some whitefish. David Beckwith, Lake Superior Brewing Company. What do you call the saloon?
The Dune Saloon.
The Dune Saloon.
Perfect.
Dude, you got my heart, buddy. I'm coming back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. All right, David.
Okay, great.
Yeah, good guy. You can tell that he's just into this. The people up there live a different lifestyle than we do. It's very good. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some health food, believe it or not. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Satisfaction's been our name since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're in the middle of August, the doggest days of summer. And Barbecue Bob just got back from a little UP vacation and met some really cool people while you were up there. And we're about to talk to another one, right?
That's right. And for those of you not in Michigan, the UP stands for Upper Peninsula.
It's above the mitt.
There's some great stats about the UP I just read the other day. It's like, it goes as far west as like Avon, Arkansas, and it goes as far east as like, I don't know. It was just interesting list of geographical and different stats.
Meaningless
about
facts.
The UP.
Right,
no, they're just very cool because if you look at it as a standalone, it's a gigantic piece of land.
Right.
It's bigger than like, you know, 10 states.
Yep. Yeah. Combined.
So sure. While I was there, I went to see my old buddy in Sault Ste. Marie, and the next day, his wife told us that you have to go downtown to this Pure Michigan shop. She sells nothing but Michigan products, and that's where I ran into Kathy Twardy, who's on the grilling line right now from Harmony Health Foods.
I am, yes. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the invite.
My wife absolutely loved your shop.
Oh, thank you. It was really nice visiting with you guys.
Well, thank you. It's just so good when you run into an entrepreneur who is embracing everything Michigan. You had so much cool
Absolutely.
Stuff in your shop.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of Michigan. We moved back. I was born and raised in the UP, so I'm actually a Uper. So for people that are listening and they don't know what a Uper is somebody who's actually born in the UP.
Unlike
so
me.
You can't just, yeah, you can't transplant to the UP.
Right.
You have to be born up here. So and for such a large landmass, we have less than 280,000 people that actually live up here year-round.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
But, well, it's because the bears eat half of them.
Right, yeah.
Right, and we do have a wolf problem up here, but.
Right, yeah. That would be Bob wolfing down all this health food. And I got to tell you, Kathy, if you got Bob's attention enough that he wanted to talk to you again in a health food store, you got some stuff going on. I'm just saying that.
Well, thank you.
Because health food stores and Bob, that's like, wow, really? Okay, good. So I'm very interested to learn more about your store. Bob has said there's a few items that were very unique there, and one was the honey. Tell us a little bit about the unique honey that you have.
Yeah, the honeybees that we have up here, and specifically where I get my honey from, these bees pollinate a plant called a trefoil plant. So it's a little bit sweeter, it's quite a bit lighter, and actually the color of it is like super golden. And so it doesn't have that darker amber color to it when bees pollinate other wildflowers or other plants. But so the trefoil is a really, really tasty honey, and I can't remember how many gallons we sell. I think between my two stores, I think we sell upwards of 50,000 gallons, no, 5,000 gallons a year.
Of honey.
So,
that's a lot of
honey.
Yeah,
right, at 16-ounce bottles or 8-ounce bottles at a time. That's a lot of honey. Yeah, pretty cool.
It's a lot of honey, yeah. It's a lot of work to get it into those cute little jars. But,
so if a grilling guy wanted to buy some of that honey and do something on the grill with it, what would you recommend?
Well, the great thing about honey is the nice high sugar content. And any grilling guy understands that when you have a nice high sugar content, you get that really nice caramelization or that bark on anything that you're cooking. So the sugar will burn out, and it gives you like that nice crunchy crusty coating that you're looking for.
What do you call that again?
It's called bark.
No.
So,
what type of sugar?
Oh, it's just the crystallizing out and it just gets nice and crunchy. So I like to take honey and I like to mix it. Well, with mustard is one of the things that my husband likes me to do, and he likes it when I cook him chicken legs over the open fire, and then I make my own honey mustard up, and it gets him that nice crunchy coating.
Okay, so you're applying the honey mustard on the chicken while you're cooking it rather than a dipping sauce.
Correct.
Okay, all right, yep, wonderful. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And
you
know, one of the things with honey is that if you cook with your fire too hot, It'll go to bitter on you if you overcook the sugars in there. So you have to be careful. Cook it off, but this is a low to medium heat. You don't want a smoking hot grill for that if you're using honey. I drizzle honey on my ribs as a finishing sauce about the last 15 minutes. Now those are always on the smoker, but I just like it a little bit tacky. But again, the sugar content, the flavor profile just adds another dimension to most anything that you're using it with.
Absolutely. It's a little bit more low and slow. And so I like to start higher over my fire. And then as it continues to cook and you can see that cooking action happening, then you kind of drop it down a little bit so that you get that good coat, that good crust on the outside.
So let's talk about another unique Michigan item that you have, and that is your Michigan maple syrup, right? Because you've got some local providers that you're using up there as well, right?
We do, and actually a lot of people don't understand that the Eastern UP, which is our end of the UP, we actually produce more maple syrup than the entire state of Vermont. And one of the key things to maple syrup is those nice, cool UP evenings that we get, because that drives the sugars up and down between the birch trees, and that's where you get the production of the sap coming out. And Michigan maple syrup is the best.
So what do you like to cook with or use that when you're cooking? How do you use it, rather?
Oh, yeah, maple syrup. Well, there's a maple mustard that I like to make also. I kind of like a mustard sauce, don't I? So so I will put that on ribs. I'll even put it on burgers and then chicken. I got my niece to eat chicken for the very first time off of the bone this summer by making her some chicken legs with maple mustard.
So are you using just regular yellow mustard, or are you using a a Dijon mustard, or what are you mixing that with?
You know, for kids, I tend to go a little bit just like plain old yellow mustard, but I like a little bit spicier, more like a Dijon mustard or even something with some grain in it. And so you can take your grainy mustard and mix it up with your maple syrup, and that makes a really good sauce, especially for ribs.
I'm just curious, do you have a German heritage?
I don't think so. I think I'm just pretty much a Uber. I'm a pretty good mix.
Because the Germans love their mustard. It was just a just a point of curiosity. So tell us what other things we might find if we are in your shop.
Oh, well, I am the popcorn maker. So my husband calls me the Colonel Ista. So like if you were to go to a coffee shop and you have your barista making you a coffee, I make the popcorn here. And so I think I'm up to about 35 different flavors of popcorn. I always figure if you can put it on a chip or a seed, you can put it on some popcorn. So nice. My hashtag is life is too short for boring corn. And I just came up with a really cool new flavor just about a week ago since you left, Bob. It's called Summer Grilled Corn. And so it's got a little bit of lemon in there, and then I use a garlic herb olive oil. And then this really good garlic herb mixture on there that has a little bit of rosebuds in it, believe it or not. And it sort of tastes like if you were to put corn on your grill and barbecue it, it tastes a lot like that.
Wow. Wonderful.
I can't remember the flavor we bought, but we had it gone before we were 10 minutes out of town. It was so good.
Did you guys get the truffle parmesan?
No. It was kind of sweet.
That's really popular. Okay. So maybe it was, I make a flower power one too. So I like to use honey on my popcorn too. So
there was honey on it.
Lavender honey popcorn. That's really good.
Nice. Yeah. Well, Kathy, would you do me a favor? Could you hold on over the break as I got a couple more questions for you? And we got to pay some bills here with a commercial.
All right.
You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. There's more of Bob's healthy food coming up.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center. Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, if you're just tuning in, we were talking with Kathy Twardy from Harmony Health Foods up in Sault Ste. Marie, and there's a couple more things we want to cover with her. So Kathy's still on the live line with us, and let's pick it up where we left off, Bob.
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. Don't forget to go to our website, and it's thegrillingguys.com, Facebook/thegrillingguys. I'm on Twitter, but I barely tweet because those people are ticking me off with their political correctness. So forget Twitter. Just to go to our website, it's The Grilling Guys. There's all kinds of recipes on there, and lots of people like Kathy, their stories and their businesses, their audio segments from their interviews can all be found there. So it's a great resource. But Harmony Health Foods and Cultured Pop, let's talk about it. So we talked about your store a bit, but what I really wanted to know is, since you're living in one of my favorite towns in the UP with my association with different people up there, what is there to do for the average tourist? Because I think Sault Ste. Marie, for a lot of people, gets overlooked. They consider it a bridge to Canada, and they consider it a place just to see some ships. But what's really there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, the Sioux Locks are a huge draw, and we know how important they are to not only the local economy, but to the nationwide economy. And a lot of people don't realize that 55 million tons worth of products go through the Sioux Locks every single year, and that impacts our national economy at $1.3 trillion on an annual basis. So the Sioux Locks are definitely a huge draw when you do come up here. You get to see these 1,000-foot ships just like really a stone's throw away. But once you get here, there's a lot of other things to do. In fact, we just had a really large walleye tournament up here last weekend. And I think there was only 27 boats that were in the tournament. But those are like big draws for bringing people up here. And every single year, the Sioux Tribe Fisheries they restock our lakes and our rivers with walleye. And then the Center for Freshwater Research and Education, which is associated with Lake Superior State University, they put 99% of the other fish into our lakes and rivers for fisheries.
Wow.
So they grow from the egg stage. They grow salmon, perch, trout, and then the Sioux Tribe takes care of the walleye for us.
So Lake Superior State is a great college, very big nursing school. I used to visit my sister when she was in nursing college up there, and that was some of my first exposure to the locks, other than as a kid going with my parents on our way back from the west end of the UP. But you guys are adding another lock for these super, super boats.
Hey, we're pushing for it pretty hard. So, last Tuesday I had a meeting with Congressman Bergman because we have an old dock in town. We call it the Carbide Dock. We don't store carbide there anymore, obviously, but it recently was condemned. And the meeting that I asked for Congressman Bergman to come up here and have with me was I wanted him to see the importance of this condemned dock. And we're talking about $22 million in repairs that obviously the city of Sault Ste. Marie, our total budget is $20 million. So when they're talking about doing the new lock, repairing that, then they need to be looking at part of the preliminary work being our dock. So in the importance of it for the staging, because it's literally just down the street, and also the importance of that dock for the Great Lakes freighters. So it's the only dry dock between Alpena and Marquette. So if a ship were to have a problem, there's nowhere for them to pull up and get some maintenance done. So that super lock is really, really important to the nation's economy and to the world economy. And, you know, because we don't really think about how many products are made out of steel, everything from like beams to automobiles to washers and dryers and even microwaves. And you don't really think about that when you go to Sears to pick up that new washer and dryer, but who's actually behind the production of that steel?
The cool
thing
about
important.
The other thing about the locks and Lake Superior and the chain of lakes, Great Lakes, is what comes off the Great Plains. I think 70% of the grain from the Great Plains ends up in Duluth, Minnesota, which has to pass through Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Right.
Absolutely. Yep. And those ships never travel empty. People think that they're coming up to get products. It's really, really expensive. I think it costs upwards of, the low number is $10,000 an hour to run those ships. So when they are traveling empty, they're losing money. So they're constantly bringing stuff, dropping it off, and then taking stuff back to the other, you know, to the other end. So, you know, even the movement of food now, looking at the economical impact of moving food around the world, is so much cheaper by ship than it is to put it on truck or on rail.
We're talking with Kathy Twardy from Sault Ste. Marie, Harmony Health Foods. I think you're also running for city council and some different things like that, right?
Well,
or mayor. Are you the governor? But anyway, so if people have a tow-behind boat, let's say you got a little 21-foot bow rider and you want to cruise somewhere, you could actually put in at a million places around Sault Ste. Marie because it's all water, and
absolutely,
you can ride your boat through the locks.
You can. You can even take your kayak through the locks. There's a lot of people that do it. It is free because it is, you know, it's run by the federal government, and the ships don't pay a thing, and even you wouldn't pay a thing on your kayak. So it's pretty fun to see. And we know that the Michigan whale watchers, we keep watching for those blue whales to come up here and go through the Sioux Locks because that's an exciting time. That's
is this the politician coming out?
Do you have a website?
Well, we don't. We just have very active Facebook pages. So I have one for Cultured Pop Sault Ste. Marie and then one also for Harmony Health.
What is called?
That website's on the list of things to do.
Okay. Cultured.
Kathy, what is Cultured Pop?
Cultured Pop, we decided that there's way more culture to popcorn than just plain
okay,
butter and salt. In fact,
okay,
I don't use butter at all. I use coconut oil.
Very good.
Yeah, because another big section of one of it's two stores together. One whole section is a big balsamic and EVO shop.
Oh, okay.
So she, you know,
it's starting to become clear to me why you stopped there.
She's
now.
Got it
okay,
all going on.
We do. We have 15 flavors of balsamic and olive oil, and we name them after different ships or things to do with the Great Lakes. So right, my favorite one that I named was the Gott Garlic, and so that's named after the Edwin H. Gott, the big freighter.
Sure,
so.
Very good.
All right, Kathy, thanks so much for joining us. I will see you again.
Yeah, thank you so much for visiting, and thanks for your time today, guys.
You
okay,
bet.
Thanks. Kathy Twardy,
yeah,
Harmony Health Foods, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Go see him right downtown, right across from the locks, and right down from her shop. It's one of my favorite strips because when I go up there and visit my buddy Don Earl, it's called Don Earl Heating and Sioux Fireplace and Stone. We go way back in the business together. But when I go up there, we have a routine. We go to Sioux Brewing Company, which is a few doors down
Surprise!
From her. It's a few doors down from her. Dude makes, he's been on the show.
I know.
He makes excellent beer.
Yeah.
And then across the street is the Palace, which is a fantastic Mexican restaurant. And then right next door is Ramada Inn. So I have a room there and it's on hold at all times.
Yeah, right.
No driving.
With a view, right? A room with a view of the lot.
That's what a real man does.
Right. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Yeah, I feel like a man. I'm talking popcorn. Today's man law number 49. No man, I had to exercise this too recently.
Okay.
No man shall ever turn down a free beer because it's not their brand.
Oh, that's, you know what?
It's
you're
a man
testing,
law.
I know, you're testing the buddy list there because I've had some people that have given me bad beer, and after the first swallow, you're like, man, I really just don't want
to
drink
well,
this.
Well, when I got to the Sioux, my buddy Don Earl handed me a Miller Lite. And guess what?
You drank it.
Tasted really good.
Yeah, well, it must have been ice cold.
It was.
Yeah,
it
exactly
was. And I'd driven 5 hours, and he's one of my best friends. So it's like, of course.
Sure. Bob, there's a few other things on the show plan here, and one of them intrigues me, is cliff jumping. Tell me you didn't do that.
I didn't have time.
Oh.
We were going to. Maureen and I just, it was, we were like high school kids. We ran everywhere, and we did as much as we could in 5 days. One day, we had a campsite that was first come, first serve. A bunch of people were first.
I see.
So we went to the next site, went to the next site. My pristine, crystal clear, clean Jeep ended up looking like a real Jeep by the end of that day. Sure. When we finally got a site, because yeah. We're flying down two tracks. The stuff in the back is flying, and my wife's hanging on.
But you stayed off the cliff. That's good.
We did.
That's great. Hey, coming up next, we're going to bring this travel vlog to home, and we're going to touch on some grilled whitefish first. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I haven't covered a lot of recipes today, Bob, but you met some interesting people in the UP. And speaking of interesting people, our producer, Brian Fongers, has been giving us a little tribute to the Queen of Soul, who passed away this week. Grilling Guys salute to Aretha Franklin and her illustrious career and the blessings that she gave each of us. With her wonderful music throughout her life. I grew up with it, so did you, and it's just wonderful. But
yeah, she was quite something. I saw the other day Stevie Wonder went to visit her like the day before she died.
Right,
so
yep.
That's pretty cool.
He's
never visited me.
Right. Well, it's not the day before you die either. That's a good thing as
okay.
well. But let's talk
about...
If you
see Stevie...
Right. Yeah. But he ain't seen
you. He might not see you.
Right.
Yeah. So... I just want to, again, take time to thank everybody who did what they did to help us with GI Barbecue. As I get ready and mentally prepare to take that load down today, it's our final load. And Dave Duzma from Perforated Tube and Ada has been a prince storing this stuff and helping us the way he has. And we sure appreciate all that. But lots of people have donated things. I can't think of the fellow right now who donated all the T-shirts. Just different people.
Sauces, rubs,
yeah.
Meat.
Yeah, original one.
Right.
Three pallets of sauce.
Right.
Parker's Pure Mountain Charcoal.
Right.
Four skids of beautiful charcoal. Just people stepping up. And, of course, American Barbecue Systems giving us a great deal on the three big Judge smokers we bought.
Right.
Which have, I mean, these guys don't even know what they're headed for at Selfridge.
Right.
They're going to be... Well, when I brought that load over to the base in Grand Ledge, near where you grew up, watch these troops gather around it and hear the gasps and the wows and to see the shock on their face at how big this thing was and how beautiful it was, they were like jumping up and down, wet in their pants. So it's going to be fun this afternoon when I arrive there.
Sure.
I wanted to talk a little bit of whitefish. And whitefish is a beautiful fish. If you ever caught one, you'd be shocked at how small its mouth is because it can take a really big bait. But it almost has it looks almost like a tropical fish.
Yep, whistle mouth. They're about the size of a quarter.
Yeah,
their mouth is all it is, and they can get big. They can get 7, 8, 9 pounds.
Yeah,
and but they're a very delicate tasting fish, not fishy at all. If you're even remotely afflicted with that fishy smell when you order fish,
this one won't do it.
This one won't be. This will be one
you like. It's like halibut.
Right.
And that's the best analogy I can give is halibut, because that's the same way.
Yep.
I prefer this a little bit over halibut, I'd say, but it's a smaller fish, but just beautiful to grill. So leave the skins on it. If you get your boat hooked up, you go up there and catch some whitefish. All you have to do is chop up about 5 garlic cloves and soak them in about 3/4 cup soy sauce. Make that little brine up and then lay your fillets in there. Get a nice EVO. Put it on the skin side of that fish and on the meat side. Coat it nicely and put the oil side, after you've marinated it, put the oil on the skin, put it on the grill. Base
skin side down.
Skin side down. Base the top. Crack a little salt and pepper on it and grill that baby with the lid down for about 4 or 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then baste it one more time with some oil, flip it, and get some nice char marks on the other side. Shut your grill off, keep the lid closed, you're done. It's like total of 6 to 8 minutes for the whole thing.
Right.
And you are going to be...
Pick it off there with a spatula because it might flake a little bit once you flipped it over. But
just go to Grand Marais and go to... the Lake Superior Brewing Company, because it'll be the best whitefish you ever had.
Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hope you've had a great summer grilling, and next week we'll be talking about some Labor Day prep. We're going to be bringing this summer to an end. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next week.